stelle nel cielo. Ma la stella ancora più bella non è in cielo, è qui vicino a me, a Saint-Tropez. Ma la stella ancora più bella non è in cielo, è qui vicino a me, a Saint-Tropez. Twist, twist, tutto il mondo, twist, twist, sta impazzendo. Una lunga notte ancora mai più scordare a Saint-Tropez. La gente si chiede perché tu balli twist portando un vestito in lame. Vuoi sembrare ancora più bella ma l'amore è sempre quella se tu balli twist. Vuoi sembrare ancora più bella ma l'amore è sempre quella se tu balli twist. Twist! La gente si chiede perché tu balli twist portando un vestito in lame. Vuoi sembrare ancora più bella ma l'amore è sempre quella se tu balli twist. Ballano, cantano, senti che brivido, questa è la vita fantastica di Saint-Tropez.
Oh boy, what a wonky screw up there. My damn clock on my computer says it's still before 5 o'clock, so I that's how come you got the buzzcocks at the beginning of that show. It started automatically playing an old show. But anyway, this is John Rasso. I am now live on the air here on Radio Free Brooklyn. The show is called This Music Hour. As I mentioned, my name is John Rasso. I'm your host for the next now only 51 minutes. I almost had a whole hour here, but now I've shot myself down. But today, being Memorial Day here in 2020, we are having a theme of the beach, and that was Saint-Tropez Twist by Peppino DiCapri. I was trying to do a whole world beach one, but, you know, it's kind of, without speaking the language, as they say, able to dig all that up. So you're going to get a very Americanized view of the beach, but started off a little Saint-Tropez Twist there. Let's keep things going because I got to make up for lost time. Here is, we're going to actually, I guess this is going to Jamaica a little. This is the Paragons doing On the Beach.
hotel. You just had to quarrel, sent you away. I was looking for you. Are you gone, gone? Call you on the phone. Another dimension where you never return.
Let's go.
And that one is called Beachcomber by a band called Real Estate from the not beachy town of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Before that, band from San Francisco by the name of No Vacation. That is from their 2015 LP called Amo XO, which I think is their only LP. That one is called Beach Bummer. And of course, Patti Smith from her debut LP, Redondo Beach, from way back in 1975? Five, yeah. And the Paragons, way back in those 60s, on the beach. A little trip to Jamaica there. Let me give you a little more business before we keep moving on there. Did you know, and you might be listening to right now, if you'd like to listen to RFB when you're not in front of your computer, please consider downloading our free mobile app for iPhone or Android, available in the App Store for iPhone or Google Play Store for Android. See, quite simple. We have a newsletter you should go sign up for. That is at readyfreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. And you get information about stuff going on. So I've been proud to say that I'm one of the few live shows. I think there might out of the whatever 40 shows on Radio for Brooklyn, I think only 25% of them have been churning out some live stuff. I got the remote gear set up. I'm sitting here in Red Hook, Brooklyn, broadcasting. And I hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day. It was a little overcast this morning as I break into my weather report. But it is beautiful, blue, sunny skies outside right now. It is feeling like the Memorial Day that should have been. It was freaking cold. I'll tell you a little more about my travels earlier today when we get to it. But okay, let's actually go back to San Francisco. Another band originally from San Francisco by the name of Martha and the Muffins. That apparently have a slow fade at the beginning of their song. It was such a dramatic lead. Totally choked on it. It'll kick in just about now.
Someday. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And there you have, of course, the Beach Boys on this episode of This Music Hour, Songs About the Beach. That was Girls on the Beach. And of course, we all know the true story that the California Commerce marketing team invented the Beach Boys, which is the greatest and most successful marketing campaign a state has ever done. Just listen to all of that. Everyone, literally from the beginning of that song to the end of that song, have packed their cars and are driving across the country to find that place that Brian Wilson has described so well in so many songs. And then you get there and it's Not quite that, but, you know, the dream's alive out in California. Hey, Phil, how's it going out there? Before that, of course, the New York version, the Ramones. I just this morning drove out to Rockaway Beach and sat on a bench and saw the tankers sitting in the harbor and some people complying with masks or not masks as we didn't go swimming. But there's lots of surfers out there on Rockaway Beach. So the Ramones had their own version out there of their marketing team for the Rockaway Business Development Committee there. Before that, First Class from the UK, proving they know shit about the beach. That is one mediocre impersonation of the Beach Boys with some 70s power pop thrown in for good measure from 1974. Those guys were pretty much the Beach Bay City Rollers. But it certainly sticks in your head and stays there. Before that, you had... What did we have? We had the Rattlers, which is Joey Ramone's brother, Mickey Lee. And you heard Joey's voice in there, too. But you kind of can't tell them apart. They sound just like each other. And that was, I believe, their debut single, On the Beach. Pretty awesome track. Hard to find. I have to dig it up on the YouTubes in order to play that for you. So if there's any sort of level change, I have a little less control on the YouTube versus the Spotify. And then starting us off a little more, as my friend Chris posted on Facebook, a little bit of WLIR or WDRE for you younger folk. Martha and the Muffins, Echo Beach. That was our new wave station that we all homed in on. Got to hear some of the music you couldn't hear anyplace else. We all had that one glorious year with WPIX, and then that was it. But let's move on. Let's get a little more contemporary. Here's a band of hippies that goes by the name of Dr. Dog. And this one is called simply The Beach. Thank you for listening. This is John Rassel on this Music Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn.
A funny way of coming around. The memories we've buried have just taken seed. When springtime has a funny way of coming around. Although carve our names like scripture to the soles of the feet, each footprint that they take, it will tell about the drowning. Order, follow and read to the flow tide comes to swallow the grave. us all up, and then it left us alone. Well, we since switched to skull pop, but we can't choke it down. You know, fate has a funny way of coming around. Celebrate.
From the Pixies. Big thanks to Pat in San Francisco for giving me the nod to that one. Had forgotten about that one. Perfect fit for today. Thank you. Before that, band from Dana Point, California. That one wasn't produced by Julian Casablancas, but they did have a more recent album Then that one called Beach Rats, produced by Julian Casablancas from The Strokes. You can hear the influence in there. Before that, on some faraway beach, Brian Eno. Chris in Jersey gets the high one for that one, even though I friggin' big thumb stepped on that one and you got a little edit. But hey, sorry, it's out there. Dr. Dog starting us off with the beach on that set. So we are rolling to the big final. I think I've actually stepped on a minute of the song already, and this one is definitely another shout-out for Pete. This is another shout-out for Pat in San Francisco, closing this out with a one. I can't believe everyone wasn't shouting for this one. It's a little Neil Young. He's on the beach for about another 7 minutes. Have a great Memorial Day, everybody. Have a great week. I will be back next Monday in June for another episode of This Music Hour here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
went to the radio interview, but I ended up alone at the microphone.